Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's Friday, folks.
Friday.
Which means
Friday.
It is the best day
Friday.
Of the week.
Friday.
Pastor Luke singing his Friday song.
Friday.
Maybe Friday. You're brand new
Friday.
To our radio show and you're like, what in the world is happening?
That's the greatest day of the week.
It's the greatest day of the week. Except for Sunday.
Except for Sunday.
And I was thinking about this, Pastor Luke, at our Good Friday service here at Cornerstone. We sang a song, a Phil Wickham song. Friday's good because Sunday's coming.
That's a very good song.
It's a great song. I was just thinking, I also just like Friday.
Because Sunday's always, yeah, because Sunday's coming. That's true.
That's all I got.
Friday's good because Friday's good. That would have been your version of the song. That would have been the one you wrote and everybody would have been like, I need a little bit more than that. But it is Friday, and it is good.
That's right.
And we love Friday. And Pastor Tim's wrapping up his message this week. The title of his message is, What is the Greatest Miracle?
What's the greatest miracle?
So it's very important, Pastor Aaron, that we take time consistently to look back and remember the good things God has done in our life.
Yeah.
Very important to do that.
It's so important. We were talking earlier this week about the man that was lowered through the roof mm-hmm. on the mat and how Jesus forgave him of his sins, which was the greatest miracle.
Yep.
And then told him, get up and take your mat and walk. And some people often wonder, I think, why did Jesus tell him to take up his mat? Why didn't he tell him just walk off?
You don't need that mat.
You don't
no
need
more.
The mat anymore. His legs are healed.
Hmm.
And I think that maybe the reason was that he wanted him to have that reminder that I once was lame.
Wow.
Before I met Jesus, but now I can walk. That it would be a constant reminder of the moment that his sins were forgiven. Not just that he was healed, because that was a big moment, but more important than his legs being healed was that his sins were forgiven.
Absolutely.
And I think Jesus wanted to give him a reminder, something he could constantly reflect on and look back on and say, that was the moment that my sins were forgiven.
I like that. He's not going to need that, Matt, as often anymore.
No.
I mean, yeah, it's possible he might need it a few more times before he settles down in a permanent location. But he's not going to need that mat anymore. That's the past.
Right.
It's good to look back and say, oh, the Lord took care of me there, and the Lord helped me here, and the Lord answered our prayers there, and the Lord saved me on this day, and the Lord healed me on that day. And wow, God is good.
God
thank
is,
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord. And now, you know what that's called? That's called worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he deserves it.
And he deserves it.
All right. Let's
come
go
on.
To Pastor Tim.
Resurrection means that Satan is defeated. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Death is defeated, sin is defeated, Satan is defeated. We are saved by his death and by his resurrection. Oh, praise God. Praise God. You know, the people said that those that were listening to Peter on that day of Pentecost when he's preaching this message, and boy, he went right at it, didn't he? He says he was alive and he did all this, and then he died on the cross, and that was God's plan, but you did it and you're guilty, but God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says they're just pricked in their heart. That means convicted by the Holy Spirit. They felt guilty. They felt in need of a Savior. They felt burdened by their sin, ashamed at what they had done. And so Peter's preaching, and listen to what it says in Acts 2, verses 36 to 38. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." After a message like this on Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, you're sitting there thinking, well, what should I do? What's my response? What is God asking of me? And I would say, repent, believe, receive. Repent, believe, receive. Repent, believe, receive. That's what Peter said. Repent, turn from your sins and turn to God. That's what repentance is. Turn from your sins and turn to God. Believe that Jesus died for you and that he rose again from the dead. Well, that ought to be easy for you. You're here today on Easter Sunday, obviously honoring his resurrection. You believe. Now receive your salvation. For as many as believed upon him, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become children of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. Repent, believe, receive. How do you receive? Grab a hold of him by faith. You know, if you're drowning in the water and a lifeguard would throw a life preserver to you? Would throw a life preserver to you? What do you need to do to be saved? You need to grab it and put your weight upon it. And so you will be upheld and saved. This message is like a life preserver thrown out to you that need to be saved. And what do? Grab a hold of it. Place your weight on Jesus. Receive him today and be saved. You know, before I came a Christian, God was way up there and I was down here just living my life, whatever would make me happy. Then all of a sudden, God began to deal in me and draw me, and I repented, I believed, I received, and I became a great miracle. That can happen to you. Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. We prayed about people that need miracles earlier in the service. Maybe you need a miracle of healing, a miracle of provision, a miracle of direction. Whatever your miracle that you're believing, maybe you're praying for your children, they need a miracle. I don't know. But you raised your hand and said, I'm in need of a miracle. But you know what? I believe there are people here today, you need the miracle of salvation. You need the miracle of salvation. You need to repent, believe, and receive. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I just want you to pray this prayer with me. If you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Romans 10:13. What does it mean to call on his name? Well, the name of the Lord is Jesus. We're going to talk to Jesus here. And so calling on the name of the Lord Jesus, that's simply prayer. Prayer is how you open up your heart to the Lord. Let's repent. Let's believe. Let's receive. With every head bowed, I want to lead you in this prayer. I want all of us to pray it. Can we all pray it out loud by way of encouragement? Perhaps you've done this before. That's okay. It won't hurt to do it again, that's for sure. Maybe some of you have wandered away from your faith, and you're here today, and maybe you can recommit in this prayer to the Lord. You're coming back to Jesus. And there might be some here today that for the very first time, you're going to receive him as your Savior. Every head bowed, let's pray this together. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent. I turn to God. I turn from my sins. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. I believe you, Lord, that you died for me and that you rose again. I believe you're alive. Because of that, I receive you. Come into my heart. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. change my life. I want to be that miracle, the greatest miracle of all. Oh, change my life.
What a great prayer. What a great invitation, Pastor Aaron, for all of us today.
Absolutely.
And I'll encourage anybody out there who's listening to pray the prayer of salvation today.
Yeah.
This during the Easter week at Cornerstone Church, we saw over 100 people get saved.
Man, that's awesome.
I know.
Just incredible.
And we've been rejoicing for a couple weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of all the salvations over the Easter week. And what do I mean by over the Easter week? Let me just explain to you. We went, our outreach team during the week of Easter went to three different communities and gave out Easter dinners to families and did a gospel presentation. We saw salvations at all three communities. Mm-hmm. And from those events, people came to church on Easter Sunday. Then we had our Good Friday service and people got saved. People got saved at 9 a.m. Sunday morning service, at our 11 a.m. Sunday morning service. And all total, we had over 100 people give their lives to the Lord for the Easter week at Cornerstone Church. And that's something that we're rejoicing over, and it's something that we should rejoice over.
That's right.
Because the Bible says that even when one person gets saved, all of heaven rejoices. It must be rare. It's got to be rare if only one person, if they're rejoicing just over one. And not only rare, but like very exciting.
So exciting.
Something happens in the heavenlies that we can't see.
We can't see it.
They're writing they're writing that person's name down in the book of life and engraving it into a stone so it'll never go away. And they're carving it into the palms of the hands of Jesus, because that's what the Bible says. Our names are written on his palms.
Yeah.
They're carving it into the hands of Jesus. And it's got to be this big moment that we can't see as we're in our earthly realm, our earthly vessel right now. But it has got to be awesome, and it's rare.
Yeah.
It's clear that it's rare, that the road is narrow.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say this: it's a highway to hell, but it's a staircase to heaven.
Yeah.
That reveals a lot.
Yeah.
Right? That reveals a lot.
It really does. And we have the opportunity to celebrate with people who have received Jesus, who have given their life to him, committed to follow him the rest of their life. And maybe you're even sitting here listening today in your car or at work, whatever you're doing right now, and you're thinking, man, I don't know if I'm saved.
Yeah.
Pray that prayer.
Please.
And all of heaven is going to rejoice with you, and we're going to rejoice with you. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the greatest miracle in your life.
It is. Let me invite you out personally. Personally invite you out to church this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We got awesome services happening this Sunday. You will not regret coming to church. Two services, 9 a.m., 11 a.m. You can find out more on our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Check out our Facebook page. Check out our Instagram page. Check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe to all of it. Show up to church on Sunday. We would love to see you and meet you. If not, we'll be right back here Monday morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got two services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.